it down. Smell sweet honeysuckle all around. I just have to breathe it in. I look left, I look right, I look to see the scenery out of sight. Oh, it just doesn't get better than this. No sense of time, no clear direction. Just gonna bask in this perfection. And I got the sunshine in the blue sky up above. I got the black.
February 7th. Seems like I just started doing that lesson. We have one more night and day in the month, and it is Kaputsky. So what will March bring? Probably more conversation about some of the same material here, although I'm hoping that by the time we get into next week, this discussion about the Arizona anti-gay law will be over, because Governor Brewer has vetoed this anti-gay bill. We'll have some comment that Ken has found your comments that have come to facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, 888-302-3684. As we focus on the facts of where the case is at the moment, it will bring you into some of the sound that has come from the governor herself. I suppose that's a good way, a good place for us to start, Kenny. The law passed by the state's legislature that would have allowed businesses to refuse service to gay people. It was a substantial majority by which the bill passed. So you got to wonder what's going on with people in their thinking in Arizona, that there was support for this to begin with. Here's what the governor had to say after she vetoed the bill.
Senate Bill 1062 does not address a specific or present concern related to religious liberty in Arizona. I have not heard one example in Arizona where a business owner's religious liberty has been violated. The bill is broadly worded and could result in unintended and negative consequences. After weighing all of the arguments, I have vetoed Senate Bill 1062 moments ago. To the supporters of this legislation, I want you to know that I understand that long-held norms about marriage and family are being challenged as never before. Our society is undergoing many dramatic changes. However, I sincerely believe that Senate Bill 1062 has the potential to create more problems than it purports to solve. I could divide Arizona in ways we cannot even imagine, and no one would ever want. Religious liberty is a core American and Arizona value. So is non-discrimination. Going forward, let's turn the ugliness of the debate over Senate Bill 1062 into a renewed search for greater respect and understanding among all Arizonans and Americans.
888-302-3684. Here are host Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking about what the Arizona governor had to say. And the fact that it got to her desk, what in the world is that all about? That's basically this discussion here.
The governor of Arizona, in very short, succinct statement, she has vetoed Senate Bill 1062. She said after deliberate consideration and talking to both sides, she took the necessary time to make the right decision for Arizona. She also mentioned what she wanted to do at the beginning of her governance, passing a budget, getting Arizona's economy going, dealing with the CPS system, the CPS disaster. And then she made an interesting comment. She says that 1062 doesn't really have an immediate need. There wasn't a business or some kind of, there wasn't anything on the books, there wasn't anything in the court system that this is an immediate need. So she said this will have unintended negative consequences, which we've kind of talked about before here on the air. And going forward, there was a renewed surge for respect. And, of course, let's open up a dialogue. Let's the normal political stuff. But she decided to veto Senate Bill 1062.
Good job, Jan Brewer. I think a lot of people are behind you on this one. It was a ridiculous bill. Shame on the clowns who even put it on your desk. She has vetoed this.
Let's go back there for a minute.
Okay.
How did it get on her desk? A year ago, this was something that was brought up, but it didn't receive the attention that it did this year.
Mm-hmm.
Then it comes around again, and it actually gets passed. That's the part that really, I guess, disturbs me. Are there people that really think there is an attack or a need? There's an attack on religious freedom or a need? I'm blaming both sides here, and I'm blaming not just the authors, but also the people who voted for this, for it to get to the governor's desk. I think that speaks volumes of the problem, that maybe there's a real disconnect between who's down there as an elected political hero mm-hmm. and the people of Arizona, just the regular voter.
It
should have never gotten to her desk, and yet it did.
I know how this is going to come off. They're stupid. I'm sorry. They really are lame, and they don't work for us.
We don't think they really read the bill either.
It doesn't even matter to me. It's just to me, it's sad. It's sad that there are some people in this state who are in the legislature that think gay people are suing the crap out of businesses because they won't bake them a cake. We've looked at this over and over again. I've seen two cases. Not in Arizona. Seen one in New Mexico, which, by the way, that was a
photographer.
The Arizona legislature based 1062 off. Mm-hmm. And then there was one in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just because there are two cases of maybe a gay person suing a business because they didn't want to do something doesn't mean we need a law. So, and don't hide behind religion.
Don't hide behind doing the right thing.
I don't think religion was dragged through the mud here, and I'm glad for that. Because a lot of people who are religious said this was total crap.
Questions aren't always easy. They can be about tricky things like love or spelling. Those kinds of questions can mess you up. Look what they've done to the question mark. It's all twisted and weird like an exclamation point on the worst day of its life. Questions can be hard, but tax questions don't have to be. Because TurboTax has turned hard tax questions into simple questions about your year. Like, did you get married? Did you move? Did you get a new job? You know the answers to questions like that. So you can do your own taxes. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com. This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
Well, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Responsibly.
Thursday, the 27th of February, and upon us is the discussion of Governor Brewer vetoing this bill that set off a national debate over gay rights. Yet again, the combination of gay rights and religion, discrimination, etc., etc., etc. Loud cheers erupted outside the Capitol building after she made her announcement, which you heard a few minutes ago. So we continue, as is the case with this program in this hour, taking pieces, bits and pieces of News Talk radio discussions of issues, some of the News Talk television stations. Here's another example. Host Ron Upshaw and Don O'Neill talking about an email they received from one of their listeners who thought Governor Brewer ought to have passed the law.
There's a guy that always writes me. This is Sean down south. Dear guys, I guess it's popular these days, isn't it? For many of us to put our spines aside and submit to the gay community's demands that we all agree with them, that we tolerate them, because as we all know, if we don't, we're haters and we're bigots and we're homophobes and we're discriminators. Too bad Arizona chose to not allow any businesses to refuse service. So anyone, for whatever reason, good thing, we can just imagine all those poor gay couples who might never, ever be able to find a cake or flowers for their ceremony. Oh, wait, that's right. There's probably another florist or baker on down the street that would probably make a cake for them or sell them flowers. So how is this couple damaged, or any of these people damaged? Really, they're not damaged at all. I just wish we'd quit welcoming the government into running our lives. Trust me, the market would bear down on any businesses that was really harming anyone significantly. What's interesting to me about what Sean wrote is he made his point, which I get his point. I don't agree with his point. And then he says he doesn't want government making decisions. But he wanted government to make a decision. He wanted the governor there to make a decision. He wanted the legislature there to step in and to pass a law and make a decision, which doesn't make any sense to me. Right. Am I reading Sean's email wrong?
The other thing that's interesting to me is if this is also the type of person that if he went in to buy tires, let's say, and they said, yeah, we don't sell tires to your kind. What do you mean my kind? Well, you're wearing a flannel shirt or you have dark hair. Or you pick some arbitrary thing that they have no control over and just say, we don't sell tires of your kind, and we are protected by state law. He's the same type of person that would blow a fuse if that happened to him, and then you could use the same argument. Well, you could just go down the road and buy tires from a different guy. Like, that's what it's an arbitrary piece of information that has nothing to do with whether or not you can purchase and pay for the merchandise you're going in to buy.
All right, so Ken Kessler is monitoring what social media has to say. Let's take a few seconds and get a couple of the comments from Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter @Good Day Show, Kenny.
Todd says, I had no idea Jan Brewer was as dumb as she is. This was a major political mistake.
Really? For whom? Her or you, sir? All right, next.
Ed says, it's a shame in this day and age that a bill like this could even get to the governor's desk.
Amen. Next.
And Mallory says, finally, common sense prevails.
Senator McCain told her to veto it. Did she do it because he said do it? 21 after on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Song in last night's American Idol, Oh Nah. Oh Nah. I think Oh No, perhaps translated into Texican, Dexter Roberts, and Oh Nah from American Idol as they are back into the swing of things. So American Idol and The Voice both going on at the same time in the same week. So let's find out when. I guess sort of putting the two together, kind of interesting. In looking at the various the people singing and whatever talent they have. So that's a little music, 25 after the hour. You knew that was little music. Now let's spend some time with the situation in Afghanistan that is pulling all the troops out. President announced the other day that he wanted to get all the troops out of there finally. Here's host John Thompson talking to Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana about whether we're actually going to do it or not.
President Obama is showing some frustration with Afghan President Hamid Karzai and ordering a step up in plans to get troops out of there, perhaps at the end of this year. Do you think we might off our nose despite our face a little bit here?
Well, I think what we're waiting to do, John, is almost wait for Karzai to go. There are elections in April in Afghanistan, and there will be a new leader. And every single candidate who is running for president of Afghanistan has indicated they will sign an agreement. And what the agreement does is it makes sure that our men and women are subject only to American jurisdiction and American court systems, and it's very, very critical to do that. Karzai has proved erratic at best, and so I think what the president has simply said is, look, I'm done trying to get somewhere with you, and I'm just going to work with the next folks.
Okay, so at this point, you think there's still a strong likelihood that we will have some presence after this year in Afghanistan?
I do, and the purpose of the presence, it'll be a small footprint, but it will be to train the Afghan National Forces to have an intelligence gathering unit and to have special forces if necessary.
Oh, let's have the NSA over there. Here are our hosts Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader talking to White House correspondent Peter Mayer about the reasons the president announced the possibility of bringing our troops home.
The president is threatening to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan if Kabul doesn't sign a security pact to protect our soldiers there. So what's with the resistance from Hamid Karzai to give legal legitimacy to U.S. troops staying in the country?
He has been demanding some conditions that the U.S. finds unacceptable, among them trying to restrict the movement of U.S. Military personnel, Rebecca, as they pursue suspected terrorists or other enemies in Afghanistan. So the U.S. obviously is saying, you know, this guy, even in his own country, can't order U.S. soldiers who have been trying to safeguard his country for many, many years in the longest war. He can't order conditions for them. So that's been the holdup on this security agreement.
This threat that the U.S. would pull all its troops up by the end of this year, is that realistic physically? Could that be done, Peter?
Absolutely. It could be done, and the president's told the Pentagon to start the contingency planning to do it. There are those, especially next door in Pakistan, who fear that this would lead to a huge power vacuum and maybe even civil war, Steve, in Afghanistan, which is already on shaky ground.
All right. So I don't know that there's much else we can say about that. A lot to be said about the military budget cut, so let's get to that in a few minutes here on Good Day.
March is finally here, and you know what that means. It's the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. Look for the green tags and get your new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. That's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like a Rogue acoustic guitar for only $39, or D'Addario guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Conversation about a lot of things. That's why we're here, to have conversation with you about things that are going on, presenting the facts, hopefully most of the time, and then some input from various radio programs in this hour, talk radio and talk television. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here with me. You can reach us at 888-302-3684. When I say us, there are normally, according to the numbers that I've seen, anywhere from 290,000 to 340,000 people in what they call the average quarter hour. That's big time radio talk. For the way, that most of the time, this company that measures the listenership is wrong, because they never put into the account how many people are listening online. Because the new arrangement with the Podcast One, you can get the bits and pieces, the nuance of the program, sort of all together, rolled into one. So if you want to hear, you don't hear a large part of the program, maybe you hear 40, 45 minutes of it, and you want to hear the whole thing, you can get it by going to Podcast One, Podcast O-N-E, PodcastOne.com, so you don't miss a morsel of the conversations that we're having here with the various people that are on the program. Having said that, I think we've dispatched pretty much all of the info that has relevance in terms of the Arizona law that would have allowed businesses to refuse service to gay people. Some of the groups like Americans for Limited Government really took after, right after these people here that seem to have that value. It's understandable that you have that value, but why codify it in a law and do what, I'm not saying I agree with the law, because I don't, but there are people, and I respect people's points of view, have different points of view, but why codify it in a law and screw up things that are good for your state? That's why she vetoed it. Whether there isn't really a discussion about the activities of gay people that went into it. It's whether it's good for business or not, and it wasn't good for business. So end of story. You don't have to get into it for any other reason, at least if you're a politician and you're smart. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Now on to another item that is politically charged. Is it politically motivated to cut the defense budget? Well, it depends on who you are, what you think in terms of the military, which really, sadly, isn't the issue here, from my perspective anyway. The fact that the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, told by the White House to cut the budget, I wonder, we still haven't, I don't think, I haven't heard anything. Kenny, have you heard anything about other budget cuts that have been proposed for the various other federal, whether it's the State Department, the Department of Education, whether it's the Treasury Department, whatever the department, there have been suggestions that budget cuts are going to take place all around?
There have been those suggestions, and there was a lot of talk about that in November before Congress, you know, went on vacation for seven weeks, whatever.
Yeah, they didn't take that much time off, did they? What a job!
But it's much tougher getting, you know, getting all of those people in Congress to come up with any kind of cuts, whereas Chuck Hagel could present, at least from his department here, is what I'm proposing.
All right.
So there are others in the pipeline. There's just no telling when we'll see them.
Four words summarize what I think is the most important thing here: waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. I will probably say that until there's no more breath left in me to do a radio program, which hopefully will be a long time, so that somebody will wake up who is more involved in this than just somebody like me who yaks about things. This is the problem. That's what you cut. Then nobody has to go away. The programs, even though they're, well, you have to identify the programs that are wasteful, fraudulent. They bring in the element of corruption. And yeah, there are people that probably support those programs that ought to go, but not people in military uniform. The essence of this debate really still hasn't focused on the real issue yet. All right, let's get a piece of what's on Rick Daniels' mind as he talks to military analyst Mike Lyons about these proposed military cuts, budget cuts.
This kind of, I guess, started leaking out Sunday, and then with Martin Dempsey and Chuck Hagel kind of making it official. Big cuts to the Army, huh?
Yeah, no question. The Army takes a very large manpower hit. They knew the number was going to fall below 500,000 and go to 480,000, but it looks like the Pentagon wants another anywhere from 30 to 50,000 to bring that number to 450,000 or below. So what does it all mean? It means that the Army clearly has to do more with less in what is, you know, very much a manpower-intensive organization versus the other branches of service who took smaller personnel cuts, perhaps other cuts in systems that, you know, really have been somewhat obsolete for the past few years as well.
All right, so that was kind of my big question is, I guess it was a couple of years ago, they kind of announced we were going to change how the future of our military, how we fight wars, faster, quicker, you know, response times, you know, drone technology, singling out more individual, that kind of thing. So we're drawing down from two huge scale wars, and we're changing the way we're going to fight wars. Does this really come as a surprise?
Well, it really now puts a line in the sand and makes sure that that's what it's going to be. And so what do those changes translate to on the ground? It means, first and foremost, it's going to be difficult for a president to really go to a long-term protracted war on the offense, for example. There's no way that we've got enough firepower right now to, you know, deploy a couple hundred thousand troops someplace. And, you know, similar to what we did in Desert Storm, you go back there, you know, you can argue we didn't even do enough in Iraq to bring enough troops there. But what it's really doing also is creating a standoff military. And what I mean by that is it's this over-the-horizon fight that we get to stand back on our shores and then launch cruise missiles, launch drones, don't have to get dirty, and do have a military that really protects us from a very large standoff.
Nobody can predict, but it seems like just about every group involved any way, shape, or form is opposed to these cuts.
Well, you know, once again, we just haven't let the requirements determine the defense program. I mean, the money, obviously, the budgeting does send a message with regard to where we believe the priority's got to be, but it doesn't come out and state that. It'll clearly degrade capability to fight a two-front war. You know, and again, people in the Pentagon and the military sometimes try to always fight the previous war and don't look over the horizon. I guess the challenge we have, though, is do we really want to give up so much in what we perceive to be mass, which is a principle of war, and that's the amount of people involved, and some of the systems, and take on that risk for what was perceived to be a higher cost.
Is this a mistake? Those of you in the service, what do you think? 888-302-3684. I'm reminded, Kenny, of my experience in Iraq 4.5 years ago when I went over with a group of celebrities to entertain the troops and bring over some service items for students in school, military, medical supplies, that kind of stuff from private sources. Was there for 4 days. What is it? Sounds like a tour, right? 4 days and 5 nights of thrilling excitement in Iraq. And I I was sleeping in the palace, the main palace, in one of the, I think it was Uday's bedroom, where I ended up sleeping. And so walking around by myself when nobody was watching me and talking to some of the people over there and what they were doing, there's a guy suffering from post-traumatic stress that was washing cars. That's why he was there. And he was so angry about being there. He said he was reassigned, brought over there. Why do we need, his question to me was, why do we need to have men in uniform washing cars? And I thought to myself, my God, this guy, not only should he not have been there because you could tell by looking at it, the way he was doing washing the cars, that he didn't have really any supervision. He was just put there to get him out of the way. How many examples of that sort of thing can you find in the military? You know, and I know there's plenty of waste. Plenty of waste. Here's host Buddy Cianci talking to Mark Genest from the Naval War College. Genest thinks the cuts are too much and too quick.
I'm sure that this announcement by Mr. Hagel didn't take, it wasn't a surprise to you, but what do you think? I know you don't speak for the War College, you speak for yourself, but tell me, what is your take on this? Is this something that we can withstand, or is this something that's necessary, or will we be, how much substantially weakened will we be by these cuts, if they are in effect?
Well, over the last 3 or 4 years, the U.S. military, writ large, has been preparing for a gradual decrease in spending, and it's seen quite a bit in the last 2-3 years as we wind down from Iraq and Afghanistan. So this isn't completely a surprise. The extent to which the cuts, particularly to the Army, that are proposed by Secretary Hagel, it sounds a little draconian. I remember only a few years ago, we were up at 570,000 men and women in the Army. And now they're proposing to go down to 440. I think some of those cuts are warranted, but you may be cutting too fast and too much
and
too quickly.
We don't know what the requirements are going to be for our involvement in the future. I mean, no one has a crystal ball.
No, they really don't. And Secretary Hagel makes a good point that we're trying to be leaner and meaner and rely more on special operations, more on our technological prowess, to get more bang for the buck. And in principle, it's a very sound strategy.
Right.
The question is, can you move that fast and cut the military that quickly and not diminish our capability to respond to unforeseen events which occur all the time?
Uh-huh. They also want to get rid of things like the U-2 because they're going to replace those with drones?
Yes, the Global Hawk system is more than capable of replacing the U-2 plane. Okay. And as much as we all love the U-2, it's a totally cool aircraft.
Yeah.
Its time has come.
Its time has come. Okay, what about the also the A-10s, which is the bedrock of the Air Force? They're going to get rid of those, too.
Well, the A-10 is essentially a close air support. So that is the favorite plane of our ground forces because they're there to support our troops while on the ground.
Right.
But as we begin to bring our troops back, there'll be less of the need for A-10.
I'm reminded of an event on this date, Kenny, in 1991. President George Bush the father said, quote, "Kuwait is liberated." When Iraq's army was pushed out, defeated, he said, quote, "I'm pleased to announce that at midnight tonight, 100 hours since ground operations began, 6 weeks since the start of Operation Desert Storm, all coalition forces will suspend offensive combat operations." Remember that? The end of the war to get Saddam out of Kuwait. Does that seem like 1991? Think about that. It's 23 years ago. Pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yep. 15 before the hour, it's Doug Steffen, and this is the Good Day program.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair-thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Most job gains during the recent financial recovery went to candidates with at least some post-secondary education. But college affordability is an issue many Americans are facing, and President Obama has put it front and center. CEO of Strayer Education, Carl McDonald.
Overall affordability, the cost of a degree, is a very important part of the national agenda. The fact is that a college education historically has been a great enabler of economic mobility, but if it's out of reach because of high tuition costs, then it's failing to serve its purpose.
While higher education is believed to be a key to addressing unemployment, Strayer University is not waiting for a solution. Strayer is voluntarily reducing tuition by 20% and implementing never-before-seen programs to support students on the path to graduation. For working adults who are ready to go back to school, the barriers are coming down. For more information, visit strayer.edu.
You and I have seen nothing yet.
Tonight, the return of history's epic series will shock you. The two brothers finally face in battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns tonight at 10, 9 central on History.
Our journeys have just begun.
Back to the action here on the Good Day program. Been a lot of conversation this week about the capture of Mexico's, actually the world's, most wanted drug kingpin, El Chapo. Here's Rick Sanchez talking to Andrew O'Reilly from Fox about El Chapo.
It is funny, isn't it, that when you think of El Chapo, a lot of people who don't speak Spanish or understand the culture are thinking, wow, they caught El Chapo. Was he going around chopping people's heads off? Oh, he kind of was. But the name doesn't imply that. The guy's name in Spanish basically means a little short guy, you know. They got Shorty. It's kind of funny. His real name is Joaquin Guzman, and there's a lot of talk out there about what we need to do as if it's all of a sudden our problem. You know, we need to put him in a U.S. prison. We need to prosecute him. Really? Do we really want to go there? This guy, no question, interesting, fascinating story. The cartels, what's happening there, the fact that we feed that problem here. This guy allegedly killed thousands of people, but at the same time, like his predecessors, to some people in Mexico, a bit of a Robin Hood, right?
Yeah, in a sense. I mean, I don't think he was, as viewed as much of a Robin Hood character as, say, Pablo Escobar was in Colombia. But definitely, especially among the poor in his home state of Sinaloa, gave back to the poor, and then also provided sort of a raw sense of justice to the area. You didn't want to screw around because if you do, El Chapo's going to hear about it. I think the real Robin Hood comparison is his ability to, for years, evade capture. And he was sort of a ghost around Sinaloa. He'd pop up here and pop up there.
I'm glad he didn't pop up in my neighborhood. You can keep him. Who wants him? The United States wants to prosecute him. Fine. 51 after on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Now 53 after the hour, another issue that is front and center in people's conversations this week, and actually this month, maybe this year, the situation in Ukraine. Secretary of State Kerry says that the Russians must tread carefully in the decisions they make about that country. He was interviewed by Andrea Mitchell and said that Russian President Putin ought to listen carefully to Ukrainians who have voiced their desire for change. Here's radio host Frank Beckman talking to former Ambassador John Bolton about the protests and the violence and what's going on there in that country.
The government has been overthrown, but we sense that Vladimir Putin in Russia, who ideologically wants to recreate the old USSR, is first of all, he was behind the government's killing of the protesters. I don't think there's any doubt about that. While he sat silently at the Olympics, Godfather style, but now we offer threats to him. You better not send the military in there to try to get these protesters and the new interim government out. What fear does he have of any kind of retribution from the United States if he acts?
Well, none whatever. And, you know, the president last week, before the Yanukovych government fell, said in a very disdainful tone in an interview, you know, I'm not going to treat this like moving around pieces on some Cold War chessboard, as if we don't have any interest in what happens in Ukraine. We have no strategic stake there. So the call for Russia to stay out and let the Ukrainian people solve this on their own is just a guarantee that that Russia will be the dominant player, because they're not going to let events unfold there without getting involved. They basically called the opposition fascist, and that's something deeply ingrained in the Russian psyche going back to World War II. Europe today is less than the sum of its parts. They'll put up some money, but Europe has no security capability. NATO could guarantee Ukraine's security, but Barack Obama has no interest in that. So I think he's basically saying, I'm staying off the field. You know, Russia, you ought to stay off the field too, which obviously Putin's not going to pay any attention to. And the irony here is that although they come at this position through very different lines of reasoning, Obama's view and Ron Paul's view on Ukraine are essentially the same. Ron Paul said last week that we have no interest in Ukraine. The American people don't care about Ukraine. So he and Obama are taking what is essentially the same isolationist position.
All right, here are our hosts Tom Collins and Laura Mack with Congressman Randy Neugebauer of Texas on this.
The people over in the Ukraine, it's been extremely volatile.
Yeah.
Well, it's been terrible. And, you know, I think possibly now with the administration, you know, stepping down and, you know, the opportunity here now for the Ukraine people to kind of reform their government, have some elections, and hopefully move in a more democratic process. But as you know, the last few weeks over there have been tremendously a lot of turmoil, and unfortunately a lot of people lost their lives. Mm-hmm. And so I think what are things that we need to see now is for the free nations to step in and help them through this transition period, and hopefully keep the Russians from getting too much involved in this. You know, I think a lot of the reasons that we had so much instability over there is quite honestly from the Russian influence.
I was seeing some of the reports and just, you know, some of the, I guess, clips from newsreels and things like that of Putin and his involvement, and it's just, you know, you really don't know where he stands. It's almost like there's some sort of secondary agenda.
Well, I never trust Putin on anything. I mean, I still think he's a communist, and, you know, he rules with an iron fist in his own country. And he sees, you know, the Ukrainians is trying to kind of really associate themselves more with the EU. It's kind of a threat to the region. And so I think he was trying to resist that as much as possible. And I think he will continue to intervene in this as they begin to, you know, establish a new country, new leadership. As I move forward,
where do you think the Russian policy is going to end up in support? I mean, do you think that they're actually behind and supporting different factions right now? Because oftentimes, you know, in the past, the United States has done that, and we support people that, you know, often turn around and you know, bite the hand that fed them, or helped them, or protected them, or supplied them.
Yeah, you know, sometimes picking, you know, the succession leadership in countries is you know, not always work out, as you said. And one of the things that we do know, I think, in the past is Putin has, you know, gotten involved in supporting, you know, some of the leadership in that country. And whether, you know, how involved he was, it's hard to say. But my guess is he will continue to be that way. And I think one of the things that, as you point out, even when we've done that, sometimes when you think you're picking the right leader for succession, you know, it doesn't turn out that way.
Just be thankful you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.